Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, show 371 back on the air. It is the final show for us on 2018. It's Q-Talk America on, what is this? It's a Tuesday night.
I can hardly believe it.
You're in Studio C with the illustrious cast of the show. Kat Carlson is here. Marissa is here. Marnie's on her way. Al's in the kitchen, I think, getting wine or something. I'm not sure.
Doug, oh, there's Al. Oh, there he is.
There's Al.
And my, Doug has the night off.
My cousin Mike is sitting right next to me. He's right there. Hi.
Oh, can you shuffle? Is she on her way?
Yes, she'll be here about 20, 30 minutes. Okay. She's on her way. She actually lost track of time in a meeting. I called her, and she's like, oh, thank you for interrupting me. I didn't know what time it was. It happens.
Because she was telling a story.
It happens. I'm going to leave this two-shot up of both angles of our room so you can see everybody. We're all sitting around the table. It's time for our headline segment, and it goes something like this. Well, police in Florida, of course, say a 23-year-old man, well, he went through a McDonald's drive-thru and tried to pay for his order with a bag of weed.
You know, at some McDonald's, that actually works, though.
It might.
So, I mean, God bless him.
It's more popular.
Port St. Lucie police say that the fast food worker denied the trade request, and a stone Anthony Gallagher drove away. Only to return again later, a short time, police arrested him on Sunday on charges of marijuana possession and driving under the influence. Police were alerted to Gallagher's offer early Sunday morning and got a description of him from the worker. They say that a suspect matching his description went through the drive-thru a little bit later in the day. I mean, if you're stoned, you're probably going to be hungry often, is my guess. Police then approached him. It is unclear if Gallagher attempted to pay for his second order with drugs the second time. It is also unclear if he currently has a lawyer.
Well, if at first you don't succeed.
Well, I know he's going to pay for the lawyer.
Would you like some weed?
And if ever there was a state that needed legal marijuana, I mean, they have Gators.
Oh,
come
no
on.
Kidding.
Florida right. needs to be a stone state. I got it. Okay.
And the people.
Well, the Florida senators are going to be able to vote
again.
It
might level them out. It might be what they need.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? The Judy Garland thing. Like, clearly, the other drug is at full tilt.
So are you saying it counteracts the bath salts? Wasn't that a big thing?
Oh, the bath salts?
Yeah, the guy that ate somebody else's face. Or,
yeah.
They were doing all
the things.
That's
right. They did have all that.
What was the knockoff heroin? It was something like alligator or crocodile.
Oh, yeah. It's crocodile. Yeah, because it gives them the scaly skin.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
We like to Google that at work.
Give them weed.
Scaly skin. Scaly skin.
Because they're wearing their headgear.
Yeah. Segue that one, Kat.
I'm just going to start reading. A certain Christmas display is the talk of the town in Newton, New Hampshire. That's our photo that I gave you.
Oh, I'll get right on that.
And it's proving that one person's trash is another person's treasure. Melissa Howard says nobody wanted that big ugly chair, so she left it in the front lawn 3 months ago, hoping someone would take it. They have not. It just kind of ended up sitting out here, and I forgot about it because of other stuff going on.
No.
How do you forget?
Tale as old as time.
Yeah.
Tale as old as time.
I put that recliner in my front yard, and I've never seen it.
And I've never looked back, and it's been there the whole time. Well, someone had enough and turned to Facebook, of course, to complain about it.
Oh, yeah.
The post said, please, we're done looking at it. Get rid of the chair. Take it to the dump. Melissa Howard, on the other hand, had another idea. A week ago, she placed a stuffed Rudolph onesie on it and called it a Christmas decoration. And the town took it from there.
Oh, my God.
The town went crazy, she said. They wanted to decorate the damn chair. Every night, something new has been added. The negative Facebook post actually brought a lot of people together over this big, ugly chair.
Aww.
That's what Christmas does.
Yeah, heartwarming. People putting trash on somebody's front lawn. She says, I stay in my kitchen window and I catch people driving by, and some shake their heads. But there's more people that just stop and smile and
look
laugh.
At that
and
lovely
that's
chair.
What I want all of this to be about.
Oh my
just
God.
Something to laugh,
look at
smile,
that.
And
it's
have.
It's beautiful.
Fun. Well, that's Christmassy.
And birthday-y.
Howdy-ho!
Yeah, birthday.
And graduation-y.
In a little bit, 14-year-old boy's bedroom. What is the what's the boxer shorts there in the bottom?
Where?
It appears to be a blanket.
It's a blanket. Something stuffed in a costume.
Where is your mind? What is wrong with you?
It's a kilt.
Oh, yeah.
Scottish formal wear.
Yeah. Is there a Scots?
It's an international decoration.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Well, in case you're wondering if this is going to become a tradition.
Oh, no.
I was worried.
Were you?
No, not really.
The owner of the chair says, no, the chair will eventually go to the dump, unless, of course, I forget about it, and then another 3 months goes by,
yeah.
And then we decorate it for Easter.
I'm paraphrasing. Throw eggs
I'm
at
paraphrasing.
It.
Oh. Yeah. She says, I'm not keeping the chair as much as they all want me to keep the chair. She's inflicting this on her.
Tale as old as time.
They don't want your chair. However, she does plan to put a park bench out next year, and people can decorate that.
What?
Probably with feces.
Hey, whatever gets you through. You know what I'm saying?
What holiday is feces?
The fat chair.
That's your son.
Isn't that St. Patrick's
Fifth
Day?
Anniversary paper. Which one is feces?
St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
Oh, sure. I thought that was vomit.
Drink it till you shit yourself.
What's your sign? I'm a feces.
I'm a feces. It's the mud sign.
The judges are going to allow that. Yeah.
I'm hearing from our producers. Yeah. All right, we're going to allow
it. So things that smell like shit and ex NASA engineers fart lace glitter bomb.
I love this story.
Package thieves.
I love this story.
Yeah, that was great.
All that glitters is not gold for package thieves if they run afoul of Mark Rober's booby trap device. Rober, a former NASA engineer who worked on the Curiosity rover, put his smarts to a more earthly concern recently, stopping jerks who pilfer holiday package deliveries. I did this just today. It was on my porch, but I opened it up and got all excited until I realized it was not for me or my address.
Still looking for the owner.
Rober, himself a victim, spent 6 months developing a baited box that blasts glitter and fart spray. And the glitter is enough. We don't even have to get to the fart spray. Yeah.
Encourages him to throw it out of the vehicle because it keeps making that smell in your car.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole point. Every 30 seconds, it does the spray.
Oh, well, can I get to that part?
I'm sorry. I just wanted you to understand.
It's like psychic news. He's gonna.
I know.
Exactly. Amazing. I say karma right out there. Yeah. The device also takes cell phone video of the culprits, uploads the footage to the cloud, and can be tracked by GPS. Rober's viral YouTube video posted Monday covers the development of his clever boxes of whoop-ass, but the best part is watching them detonate on real suspects. The most common reaction was, what the fuck? Yeah, that seems fair.
Yes, it is.
The moral... Again, the
is that a direct quote?
Yeah, direct quote, yeah. The moral of the story is, just don't take other people's stuff, Rober said. Not only is it not cool, but on the plus side, you'll never find yourself in this situation. Other TikTok victims have used glitter-loaded theft deterrents, but the high-tech touches Rober unleashed on these Grinches are a must-see. So I guess I should have sent you the video, but I didn't.
No, but this...
We'll have to
there's a picture
it.
Of it. Yeah.
Let me get this... so I can get this picture up here quick. But the video, it's like a 10-minute video, but it's so worth the view. This is the picture of what... This is a still of when it swirls the glitter out of the... when you take the top
that's
off...
That's so pretty.
You take the top off and it spins that bowl... And that's what this picture is I'm showing for those of you not watching. It's just a
one like cloud. A mushroom cloud of glitter.
Yes, it throws it. But it's a brilliant idea. And apparently this guy, according to the video, he designed something to do with the Mars rover. Like he's
a NASA
engineer. Yeah.
I didn't hear those that were listening may have.
You're a dick.
What?
Yeah, feces in his ear.
Funny. Well, they never listen to my story. So
nope, not even once.
It's been 7 years. Not one story.
Many a time. So I'll say, well, remember when we talked about that on the show? And I'll say, no.
The only
it's
thing
the last show of the year. Why start now?
The only thing we remember is that goddamn dead cat video, or the dead cat story, and retaliatory garden lighting.
Yeah.
That's it.
You remember the greatest hits. You know what I mean? Sure. I don't know Madonna's other songs. I'm not her grandmother.
She's dead. I'm sure.
Madonna died?
I do not have that in my head. Her grandmother. Oh. Based on the age of Madonna, I'm going to go with her. She's probably...
That's going to be an awful day in the gay land.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We're not going to handle that
one
well.
We're going to have to shut everything down.
It's like when Cher finally calls it a day. Oh. I don't know what's going to happen
with that. I will all be long dead by that time. Don't worry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe. Don't know. I'm not sure what your story was about, but I'm going to transition into a death.
From farting?
Yes. This is a local story in Mesa, Arizona. Police in Mesa say a man in custody for allegedly killing his roommate over their choice of music. Police say officers were sent to an apartment complex last Friday about a reported shooting and found this man, his last name is Sturgill, at the scene. Sturgill.
If you say Nickelback, I'm going to allow the murder.
I don't know. Sturgill reportedly told officers, yep, he shot his roommate after an argument and a fist fight over the type of music they were listening to at the time. Police say the victim was pronounced dead at the scene.
Ooh.
That person's name and age have not been yet released. Sturgill told police that he'd been drinking shots and beer with his roommate before the fight and the shooting occurred. They say the 41-year-old Sheldon Sturgill is jailed on suspicion of second-degree murder. It is unclear Monday if Sturgill had a lawyer or what music they were playing at the time.
My guess is Wilson Phillips. I'm just going
One more day.
That's a solid contender.
Halfway through that song and I went, everybody dead.
Also, anything Creed.
Oh, that's fair.
It's a justifiable murder. Justifiable homicide.
It's fair.
Yeah.
The first time
I Especially ever if you open your arms when you're singing with arms wide open.
Oh.
Murder.
Yeah.
Just straight, like, knife in the throat.
Yeah. And go right for the larynx, so the singing stops first.
So just gurgles.
They might live a little bit longer, but the song is over. You know what
Hold on.
Yeah. One more
Hold on, one more day.
You stab him in the throat, they sound like lead singer, just for a second before they die.
I'm usually not pro-suicide unless you're singing Nickelback, and then, what did you have to live
and
for?
Then can we assist you in some way?
All options are over.
All right. Bam. Well, I love shady people. And the creator of the Broadway musical The Prom has invited Mike Pence to the show. Now, for those of you that don't know, The Prom is about some kids that had their prom canceled because the girl in a small town wanted to bring her girlfriend to the prom, based on many real-life instances that this has happened. And some do-gooders from, like, the New York Broadway scene decide to hoof their happy asses to Indiana or wherever the hell it's set to put on a prom for them.
Wherever the hell it's set.
I only barely read the article.
It's a flyover state. We don't know.
It's a flyover. Right. Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, who fucking knows?
The middle.
The flyover state's in the middle.
Right. They're square.
All right.
Nobody knows.
The square states.
That's the plot, as I understand it, of the musical. But the creators decided that maybe in their you know, inviting people to come see their show, Mike Pence might appreciate that. We know Mike Pence is a lover of all things LGBTQ.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not even going to read the story because it's entirely too long, but that's the gist of it, and I think it's amazing, and I think everybody that goes to New York to see plays should go see this play just for this. The end.
Yeah.
Next caller.
Fuck with Mike Pence.
Is the caller.
Well, who was it that... had it set up so when you donated to the charity, Mike Pence.
We were donating in Mike Pence's name to Planned Parenthood, and they sent
Was it. And every time he got a letter.
He got a letter from Planned Parenthood. Yeah.
Which is also still an option, and please go ahead and do that.
It seems completely legitimate to do.
It seems like
because
a nice
of
thing.
The periods for Pence people who changed their name, and I always forget what they changed their name to.
It's still something. It's similar to that, but yeah, they did change the Facebook page.
Oh, and I did buy the
people that were all mailing in their. Tampons to Pence.
What'd you buy?
Oh, it's Pence that's got the rabbit.
Yes.
Bundle. We bought the Marlon Bundo book from the John Oliver book
that he was doing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We got that. It's funny.
We should buy the Whose Boat Is This Boat?
I got that one too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Whose Boat Is This Boat? And it's hilarious.
Is it funny to read through?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, wow.
I mean, there's like, through the whole, of course, it makes sense. There's like five sentences in the whole book. Okay. And it's all just it's exactly what Trump said during his visit during the hurricane.
That hurt people.
And it all is right in line with whose boat is this boat? Did somebody get here? How'd this boat get? It could be your boat. They came over on the boat.
It's your boat now.
Yeah.
Right, it's your boat now.
He's such a comforter.
Yeah, he's the comforter in chief.
Yeah. And then in the last page it says the end. There is no moral.
That's good.
That is good. All right, well, we have to say something kind of nice about Trump now.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
The Trump administration...
Is this about the day he didn't come to work?
Yes. They rolled out a new federal regulation Tuesday officially banning bump fire stocks. Those who possess the device which make it easier to fire rounds from a semi-automatic weapon by harnessing the gun's recoil to bump the trigger faster will have 90 days to turn it in or otherwise destroy them from the date that the final rule is published in the Federal Registry, likely Friday, according to senior Department of Justice officials. Bump stocks gained national attention last year after the gunman in Las Vegas rigged his weapons with the devices to fire in concert goers, killing 58 people. This was one of the things that they were talking about after Parkland and after this shooting, and it actually got done. So as we always talk about, like, nothing ever happens with gun reform, I thought this was like a big deal. Unfortunately, his life is such a shit show lately that there's no way to get out, like that he actually
did something good,
cast something that we were all looking for.
As immediately as that headline came out, within minutes, the next headline was NRA files suit against the Trump administration for.
Oh, of course they did. Mm-hmm. And then, and it, let me see if I refresh this, if more news has come up. Yeah, 1 hour ago for the New York Times. Thank you very much, New York Times.
Very busy.
Senate passes bipartisan criminal justice bill. So in an amazing turn of events, the Senate overwhelmingly approved on Tuesday the most substantial changes in a generation to the tough-on-crime prison and sentencing laws that ballooned the federal prison population and created a criminal justice system that many conservatives and liberals thought was costly and unfair. Wow, that did not work.
Aluminum linoleum.
Aluminum?
Aluminum linoleum.
Unique New York. The First Step Act would expand job training and other programs aimed at reducing recidivism rates among federal prisoners. It also expands early release programs and modifies sentencing laws, including mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent drug offenders, to more equitably punish drug offenders. The legislation falls short of benchmarks set by a more expansive overhaul proposed in Congress during Barack Obama's presidency and of the kinds of changes sought by some liberal and conservative activists targeting mass incarceration. But it's just amazing that they did, and Trump said he would sign the bill. So that's kind of a big deal that they're getting with an all-Republican like House, Senate, and White House that they actually went through with that. And that might
it
be one
to
of the
be a
things
trap. I don't believe it
about
it
getting what's the little elf's name, the little fucker,
Sessions.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions gone. Oh, yeah. Because he would have never gone for it.
He's
because
back in his tree
he
now.
Wanted yes exa- and the cookies are delicious, thank you.
I like the ones with the fudge just drizzled on the top.
Aren't they
Texture.
Wonderful?
Those are the ones.
Text her.
So I think that's amazing that they got those two things passed. Like, now they need to, you know, decriminalize marijuana, but, you know, small doses.
One day at a time.
Yeah, exactly. So there, we said something nice about Trump. I mean, not him personally.
Well, there we go.
Oh, and SNL. Let's just talk about that for a second.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet, but I heard that they did.
SNL is just a full frontal attack from all cast members against every person in that administration. And it's just with glee. Like, they are just going at it.
I haven't watched yet, but I've heard it was fantastic.
And it was like we watched the last 2 weeks, the one with Matt Damon and the one with Jason Momoa. Oh my God. Like, they stopped doing just the funny business at the front. Like, they're just nailing them to the cross for the entire 90 minutes, and no one except for the little one is safe. Like, only Baron.
That is
the only one. That they
well,
leave
it's not
alone,
like she's Amy Carter.
Wow, sweet. Right, exactly. Even I was part of that crusade. So she was a little homely.
Yeah. Chelsea's coming for both of y'all now.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Oh, she's got a new book out.
Be fine.
Yeah. Is it Leave Baron Alone?
This next story,
no,
I can't
called,
even...
What the fuck was that?
I can't really do a segue from that to this, but this is kind of a story I'm doing for me anyway.
I'll go out. You need to be alone. Just no.
Are we that kind of
People of a certain age, or if you're a car fanatic, will remember what suicide doors are. Mm-hmm. Lincoln, suicide doors will be back soon on the road for its 80th anniversary in 2019. Lincoln is bringing back a limited run of its Continental sedan with the iconic doors that are hinged from the rear rather than the front. Now, let me show you. For those of you who don't know what suicide doors are, so this is a 1960s Lincoln. Suicide doors, the front one's open traditional, the back one's open reverse. That is called a suicide door. So the new Lincoln that they are putting out is like this. They're putting out...
That's fancy.
Yeah. The coach doors...
I got a little lady wood over that one.
Coach doors or suicide doors.
Hands where I can see them.
So-called... They're called that way because of the danger of opening while the car is moving. Harking back to the famous 1961 model of the car, which is where it started. Lincoln will put out only 80 of the vintage-style Continentals, which debut Monday at a holiday party in Brooklyn before appearing at an auto show in Detroit.
There you go.
And in Beijing early next year.
Chinese
people. Will you go pick us one up?
I know.
Will you stop by and
just wait in line?
Everybody in this room gets one.
The company said that the cars are scheduled to be delivered by June of 2019 exclusively in the U.S. and will sell for more than $100,000. Another limited run
we can share one.
I'll write you a check.
Yeah.
I'll write you a check.
Another limited run is set to come out in 2020. Now, despite its old-fashioned appearance, the Continental will otherwise have modern luxury features such as driver assist and wireless charging, blah, blah, blah.
There was nothing about that looked... What was the word you just used?
Modern. A modern...
No, you said despite
its... Despite its old-fashioned appearance, the
Continental... there was nothing old-fashioned about that sleek car that gave me Ladywood.
Just the reverse
doors.
Lincoln is bringing back the classic car after speculation it might take the Continental off the road for good due to declining sales. Only about 12,000 Lincoln Continentals were sold in 2017. That's less than a third of the peak Continental sales in the 1960s when suicide doors were last in vogue. But I every day, I wish that I still had my Lincoln Town Car. I miss my Lincoln... So much. He remembers my big blue
Lincoln. Oh, I remember the street.
It's huge.
It would span
from here to across the street.
Saying,
you would block the road.
It was a wonderful. She was thirsty. She was thirsty, but it was a great car.
6 miles to the gallon.
Maybe. I think I was at 9.
But, going downhill.
But it was like driving a couch.
Well, what colors does this new car come in?
Oh, good, great question.
Well, then I don't know. But this is a beautiful.
That ice blue is beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
That's giving me all the feelings.
And I wouldn't even be upset with if it came in this color, whatever right. that beautiful
oh,
gray
neither.
Is.
Oh, yeah. Let's call it gunmetal, shall we?
Back into the left.
Must we?
Back into the left.
I can still see his blood.
There's that. Jesus Christ. Segue out of a...
He makes a Kennedy joke and I get in trouble?
Well, we all do. Make a segue all right. out of a Kennedy joke, Kat.
Wait, I'm looking up the colors for the new Lincoln.
Oh.
She's getting one on order.
Really?
I'm doing breaking news and journalism right here. Stand by.
What you are, new auto trader girl? Jesus Christ. We found out last week that the...
KBB.com, here I come.
Missed connections on Craigslist is still available, and you're looking at car
colors.
Oh,
there was an online plea for that.
Can I get one on Carvana?
Hey, Aaron.
All right. Magnetic gray metallic.
Okay.
Burgundy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ruby red metallic.
Okay.
White platinum metallic.
Not sure.
Ghost.
Ingot silver metallic.
I don't know what this is.
Blue diamond.
I bet that's blue diamond.
Blue diamond.
Ooh, that's
orange stars. Okay. Yellow clovers.
Neighbor to white diamonds.
I feel like this is Lucky Charms.
I almost smell like white diamonds.
I apologize in advance.
For?
What's about to come out of my mouth.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But.
Plug your ears.
You've never done that before.
Earmuffs, I know.
Never done that before.
So there's two names for hard-ons, a blue veiner and a diamond cutter.
No.
Dumbass.
No. Nope. Moving along, iced mocha.
That's another one!
Iced mocha?
And ceramic pearl.
Oh, fuck off. It's not your grandmother's ceramic pearl.
Nope.
Not even mother of pearl? Not even an inlay?
You people are going to hell. Y'all need Jesus.
Whatever.
There's also black velvet, rhapsody blue.
There's a lot of colors.
Black
You're only making 80 of them. Are there 80 colors?
One of each
color. One of each.
Right. Good job. Good.
At $100,000, I would just say, just go to Ford. I'll buy them all. If you had $1 billion, just buy them all. Put them in a shop somewhere.
I want to drive mine.
Seems wasteful. Right?
I wanted to.
Yeah. Drive
it. It's a bigger version of your Fusion. It's lovely. Oh,
I'll drive it the same amount that I'll drive that. How's
not
that?
Not at all. Twice a year.
We could put your doors on backwards, and you'd have one.
That's all I'm asking. I like the color of my car.
Oh, horseshit. Okay, whose story is it?
Well,
it's yours.
In unrelated news entirely, for the third year in a row, a California lawmaker is trying to keep bars open until 4 a.m.
God bless
him. What is wrong with him? There's nothing wrong there.
Alcohol enthusiast and unfortunately named State Senator Scott Wiener is reintroducing legislation that would allow Los Angeles, San Francisco, and 7 other cities to extend the sale of alcohol in bars, clubs, and restaurants by an additional 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb.
I think this is
awful.
That's how I... live my life.
Right, but New York's a whole different animal.
Oh,
but it's
for those of you,
it would be so confusing because, like, Niagara County would be 2 on weekdays, 3 on weekends, and then Erie County would be 3 on weekdays, 4 on weekends. You didn't, like, cross the county line, go drink, makes it sound like we were real rural, like we knew where the fucking county line was.
Well, he says, here's his pro argument, nightlife brings people together, fosters creativity and innovation, supports small businesses, and creates middle-class jobs. It's time to embrace our nighttime economy and give our cities the tools they need to foster the best nightlife possible.
I love the nightlife.
I love
the
boogie.
I love the boogie.
On the disco. Let's go ride.
Yay!
yeah. I was hoping for a sing-along.
You're welcome.
We're sorry?
Well, last year, Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a similar bill by Wiener, writing, "I believe we have enough mischief from midnight to two without adding two more hours of mayhem." Mm.
It's mayhem. It's
fucking mayhem.
It's that guy. It's the mayhem guy.
Oh, it's totally the Allstate guy.
Yeah. It's his fault. That's
it's his fault.
That freaking guy. You watch a lot of commercials.
Bastard.
I'm in a hotel
You should
lot.
Get a DVR.
I'm in a hotel a lot. I was alone!
I'll share my Netflix password with you. It'll be good.
it'll be good.
You're welcome.
Oh, I got a gift package from Kat in the email.
Feces.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing from our producers. This is cut. No, this whole thing's being cut. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, we're just going to have to back up and start again.
Post. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's that.
Uncle, my dad wants to add that he knew where the county lines were.
Oh, see? Someone did.
Look at him participating.
I know. The caller's
thanks,
at home.
Thanks, Dad.
The caller's at home.
And you said you didn't want to be part
first
of the show.
Over here. Uh-huh.
No, yeah. That was Mom.
Whichever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I
have. Wait, what is it she said?
Is Grand Island Erie County?
It is.
Then I know where the line is.
Yes, you do. But do you
did somebody say you didn't?
Me? I said I didn't. It's
got
to be on that fucking bridge. Somewhere between Niagara Falls and that fucking bridge has got to be a line.
Oh, my God.
The next time I go, I'm going to inspect for the line. I'm going to look.
Look.
Is this it?
Take a can of paint.
Is this it?
Oh my God.
Is it here?
Is it here?
Is it here? Just take one step. Is that?
Is that it? Am I there?
Am I there? Did we do it? Did we
win?
Can
I 1 foot in each county?
Oh my God.
I've gone too far.
Yeah.
A bridge too far!
All right, the end. Read a story.
That fucking bridge. Nothing. I don't have any more.
I'm against it.
Oh.
Because the story that I had prepared, I don't believe it.
I understand.
Well, why? What's wrong?
We'll bring it to
council. It's about a man sniffing his socks every day and the spores going to his lungs and now he's got an infection. And I said, poor shit.
So, hang on. Did he have poor foot hygiene?
I'm assuming he's a man.
Right.
Wait, you're assuming he's a man, or you're assuming yes because he's a man?
Every time I see a man walk into the place to get a pedicure, I'm like, oh, thank God.
And then I feel bad for those poor people.
Bring your friends!
But those poor people that have to shave his hooves down. Ugh. Just cover them. Just cover them. Have a story.
There's nothing grosser than people's feet in the hospital.
Right.
We're going to move on. We're going to move on to our story.
And there's a lot of competition for the grossest thing in the hospital. But people's feet.
What's your top five? Give me a top five, can you?
Grossest things in the hospital.
Feet.
Go, feet.
Feet.
Nail fungus.
Ugh.
Scaly crocodile skin that did not come from the drug.
That's three. We got. What's your top two? Or are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, no. Are those in order, or are these just a random?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So snot two. What's one? What's one?
Oh, the feet.
Shit.
Oh no. Feet.
No.
So it's five.
No.
You're at four. So what round up your top five here?
If you hook suction to the poop to make it go up into the wall suction,
just watch it go through.
Because they're pooping so much, you have to like suck it out
suck
into
it away,
a canister
right.
So it doesn't go on the floor. That's pretty nasty.
That is pretty gross.
Moving
and
on.
And I just sit there eating a bean burrito watching it like, ah, it happened.
I watch a bean burrito.
I can relate
shit up
because,
the wall.
Because we have to, the airplanes have full bathrooms in them. And I can relate because we get the turd hearse out when we get home and drain the thing and freshen it up for the next flight. And you get to watch it go down the clear tube. And
right. They don't just dump it over Nova Scotia. That shit's got to go somewhere.
Corn. When did I eat corn?
When did I eat corn?
Oh my God.
It's the last time I get that
Dear diary. Why is there corn?
Was it solid or liquid?
I think it started out as solid, but now I'm not so sure.
That's what that comes from. Yes.
Oh.
That took a turn.
We're doing.
Yeah.
Well, a story that Mike's familiar with because it actually was made the headlines in Missouri. A Missouri poacher has been ordered to repeatedly watch the movie Bambi as part of his sentence for illegally killing hundreds of deer. The Springfield News Leader reports that David Barry Jr. was ordered to watch the Walt Disney movie at least once a month during his year-long jail sentence in what conservation agents are calling one of the largest deer poaching cases in state history. This, and I didn't read the story earlier, but he told me a little bit more about it. Prosecutors say the deer were killed only for their heads and not for the bodies or the meat. So what he did is he just killed them.
Oh, what did we watch? Oh, yeah.
Cut the heads off and left the deers
the
there.
Dogs.
Barry was convicted in Southwest Missouri's Lawrence County of illegally taking wildlife. Three relatives and another man were also caught in the connection to the poaching case. They've each paid $51,000 in fines and court costs. Barry was also sentenced to 120 days in jail in nearby Barton County for a firearms probation violation. But he is going to be in jail and has to watch Bambi once a month.
That movie should be rated R. That is so disturbing.
Yeah, I've never actually watched it. I know the gist of it, but I've actually never seen Bambi.
Oh, the opening.
Wait, you want to rate Bambi R?
The opening is scarier than Jaws. That opening scene with the murder of the mother, spoiler alert, she's dead.
God damn it, Al.
It's a Disney movie from
He just said he never watched it.
All the mothers.
I don't know how to do it.
All the mothers in all the Disney movies are dead.
Dumbo fling Mufasa off a cliff.
Dumbo's
way more disturbing than Bambi.
Oh my god, that'll put you in a spin that'll kill you.
Yeah, I've got to see that one too. I have to see the original.
In a twist of irony, that was my favorite childhood movie was Dumbo. Can't imagine why I became fucked up. Oh, that's awful.
I know. I can't watch it now. That is the saddest song in the entire world.
I feel like I just didn't connect with emotions.
I may be wrong, but I always feel that when I hear the song "Don't Cry Out Loud," I always think of Dumbo. Because it's all about the day the circus came to town and all that was left was glitter and some sawdust and some glitter.
Clowns.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. I always think of Dumbo when I hear that song.
I don't know. The song from Dumbo. Well, that's a song for somebody that desperately needs therapy, the Don't Cry Out Loud. Maybe get some help.
Don't keep it inside.
Yeah, leave it inside of you. Till you become a shooter.
Have you been to Vegas? I'm sorry. That was unfortunate. I'm terribly sorry about that.
Too soon?
I'm hearing from my producers, this is going to be cut.
Exactly. So when we were going to get corporate sponsors, that ended.
The NFL has pulled out a sponsorship. Exactly. Surprisingly.
But if we beat the shit out of a woman, the NFL will be right back in. They'll be fine.
I'm going to fight back, so they're out.
You're going to fight back. Wow, look at you. I appreciate the fight back, though, Kat. I think
that didn't fit their advertising profile.
No, it does not at all. It's all right. We'll figure it out.
Throat.
Finally, our last story. This one I thought I was hoping Marnie would be here for this, but I'm not saving it.
She's never coming.
Yeah, she'll be here in a minute.
Is she real anymore?
A curious cat named Baloo was mistakenly shipped over 700 miles away from his home in Nova Scotia, Canada, after crawling into a parcel destined for Alberta, Canada.
Oh, no, Baloo.
The tabby's owner, Jacqueline Lake, told Canadian TV News that the mischievous one-year-old cat had secretly sneaked into the bottom of a package containing some tire rims. The day after the parcel had been sent, she began searching for the missing family pet. She says, quote, "We knocked door to door. We searched the woods. We searched under decks and garages."
Did you check Alberta?
We looked under steps and
she did not consent to the search.
Exactly.
He was gone, she said. Baloo was later discovered by a delivery driver in Montreal, 17 hours into his cross-country road trip. A local SPCA shelter manager managed to track down the feline stowaway owner based on the parcel's tracking code. Baloo was returned to his family safe and sound on Saturday evening.
I've got questions. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just asked why you always put a postage code on your cats.
It is important.
No, you chip them. Like that's how they.
Right.
Yeah. They put a little microchip in there. My cat's not chipped. He's fucked.
Is lead cartographer Meow Cal in the
chat room? I haven't seen him.
I have not seen him either.
Why could he be on stealth mode?
You said it went from Nova Scotia to Alberta, but then the cat was found in Montreal.
I don't know.
Well, maybe it was the.
We don't know how maps work.
But remember
either?
I do, but Montreal is way over here, and Alberta's
in way over here. In fairness, the way Federal Express works, if you've got something that's going cross country and it's not local, it goes all the way to Memphis, Tennessee. It's resorted and then shipped out.
Oh, and then you spend like 5 years on that island with Wilson, and then is that right?
I don't know how any of this works. I don't fucking know. But no, everything would go to a central hub, it's sorted out, and then shipped back out. So there's a chance that it wound up in a central hub before it was on its way to, was it Alberta where it was going, I think?
Dear,
so it could have got intercepted. Marissa, feel free to chime in at any time.
Alberta's Alberta's above the Dakotas, and Montreal...
Further north Dakota?
Direction.
Hang on. North.
I think and Alberta is literally
let's
is
go
further
to our
north
map.
Dakota.
Let's go to our map. Now, what do we got? Not here.
But Nova Scotia is on the other side of Maine, to the right of Maine.
Right.
Yeah, up and,
Alberta's
up and to
above
the
Dakotas because there's a Katie Lang statue somewhere in that we can't see in that.
Don't forget, Southern Ontario, good enough because maps are hard.
Yeah. And then when you're in the Southern Ontario, if you just like go a little bit to the right, you'll end up in Montreal. Right, Montreal's closer than Quebec to Niagara Falls, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the cat jumped in the truck, went to some sort of a station in Montreal, and is currently in Montreal, and was destined for...
Was rejoined with Alberta.
Oh, they stopped the pussy before it could get all the way to the Alberta.
As you
it
should.
Was not trick pussy.
Maybe stop. They were looking for the Katie Lang statue.
Stop the trick pussy before it gets to Alberta. That's
what you mean, Linda Ronstadt?
That's the name of my first...
I see.
That came up in conversation again yesterday.
Oh, did it?
Because we were talking about Lisa Bonet and what kind of wizardry and voodoo is she doing that she slept with Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I didn't know about them.
They're married.
They have two kids.
They have two kids.
Where have I been since The Cosby Show was on?
Not with her.
No shit.
Yeah.
Or Jason Momoa.
It's a high bar.
Yeah, that really is. There's a lot. Wow, I did not realize. Mm-hmm. I don't pay attention like Al does to entertainment stuff.
These
so Lisa Bonet is... She's tiny compared... He's ginormous.
He's not that tall, though. But
oh, really?
He's a big
Oh, well, on film, he's bigger.
He's very healthy.
I feel like we don't need to go through the logistics of this.
What does that even mean? Wait, what does that even mean? He's not...
I feel like we all took middle school health class. We know how this works.
He's properly proportioned. Does that help you?
I don't know. What is that?
Well, it doesn't help that in Game of Thrones, Emil Clark, what's her name?
I don't know.
Where are my dragons? Yeah, her. She's teeny, teeny, tiny. So he really looks gigantic next to her because she's about 5 foot nothing.
Right.
Like Marissa would look like a giant next to her. She's tiny.
That'd be really fun for you.
First time in my life.
That's how I imagine giants just walk through life. Just.
Well, all right. Well, I think we've beat all that up as much as we can possibly
do. That was
do.
Awful.
I thought it was great.
I'll take a couple more minutes with Jason Momoa. Hold on.
I think it was wonderful. So let's do this. Come on, Al.
All right. So we have a Death Den. We have a reboot. We've got the Screen Actors Guild Awards. We have a movie review that you can see at home because of the new rules of the Venice Film Festival. Ah! And then... It's been 7 years, and I still can't find where I hide the rest of this. We're going to talk about a little bit about The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, even though she already peed on that parade.
We can talk about it again.
And
who
then
cares?
Everybody should be getting ready for Schitt's Creek Holiday Special tonight
or
tomorrow.
God. It's this week.
One more sleep. And then we're going to talk about my nervous breakdown over a book.
Oh, my gosh. Well, all that...
If that
doesn't bring you back to hour three, nothing will. We'll be right back after this.
David, what does burning smell like?
You're listening to Q Talk America.